So today's Life Beyond Wellington session is with OW Eleanor Downey, who left Wellington in 2006 and was in the Apsley House. So thank you very much for joining us today. I wondered whether to start off with, if you could tell us a little bit about your time at Wellington. I believe you came to Wellington for the sixth form?
I did. I'm going to look at the camera just to say hi, and then I'm going to look.
Yeah, that's okay.
So yeah, I came to Wellington. I've been at grammar school before. And I told my parents I always wanted to go to boarding school. And I actually meant to go to Stowe, but went there and thought all the girls seemed really stupid. So instead went to Wellington, where boys are all really stupid. And had the like best 2 years ever, made some genuinely lifelong friends. And it just blew my mind, like the beauty of the place and everything. But also I just remember it being everything that was extracurricular that you could do at school that was so exciting. I remember at the time Lord Butler coming to talk about like the Iraqi war or something. Yeah. And I just remember thinking, this is so cool that I have this in my school like environment. Like, I don't think I even went, but I just remember thinking it's fascinating. And like so much, I felt my brain when I went there was being opened. It was just like, choo, 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 with all these possibilities.
Yeah.
I love that about Wellington. And yeah, just great friends. And I did a very interesting set of A-levels, sciences, and then biology and chemistry, and then sciences and Latin. So it's a really good mix.
Yeah, you did a really wide range of subjects, actually.
And I managed to do 4 A-levels because it was a bit naughty, but I wasn't like a particularly good student at all. And they all thought I was going to get really rubbish results because I never did my homework. I'd get told off all the time.
Bless you.
But I managed to not, I didn't stop doing one of my ASs. I just continued to stop it. So I did 4, and then it got kind of a couple of months in, and nobody wanted to tell me to stop. So I ended up doing 4 A levels. So I got 4 A's instead of.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
So it's kind of a bit sneaky because they wouldn't have let me because I was too stupid to, or too naughty to actually be able to allow to do it.
Well, good on you though for 4 A levels as well. So can you tell us a little bit about, so when you left Wellington, what did you go and do? Did you go straight into further education? Did you have a gap year?
I went off with another Apsley girl, actually, and we went around South America. I did a bit of loads of things. I did some fruit picking in France with OW, and then I did some fruit picking in Kent. I picked strawberries and raspberries in Kent. And then I went to China, where an old au pair of mine was teaching, and did a bit of traveling around China, and then South America when I did a Spanish course. And that's kind of been a lot through my last few years. I really like Spanish, and that's one of my things that I've taken actually quite a lot through medicine. So I did the Erasmus scheme with my medical degree and went over to Spain for 6 months. That's what I did after that. And then I went to Bristol University.
Perfect. And did you always know you wanted to go into the medical profession, or was there something that particularly inspired you, or did you have that career plan kind of from Wellington and knew that's where you wanted to go?
So I didn't want to be a doctor. I'd gone to a doctor thingy day when I was 16, and I'd gone to my local hospital, and I came back and I went to this day and I just thought, this is rubbish. Like, I don't want to do this. It's really, really boring. But then a friend of mine who was actually in upper sixth and I was in lower sixth, she had gone off to Birmingham University and went to go and be a dentist. And I went to go and visit her when I was in upper sixth. And it seemed so cool. She was like practicing with blood and practicing with needles and all this stuff. I thought, this looks amazing. And she was having such a good time at Birmingham. And I came back and I was like, oh, maybe I want to do something medical. And I was like, I don't like teeth. I could be a doctor. And then I got my 4 A's and I was still a bit undecided. I'd gone actually up to Warwick because I was going to do like all 18-year-old girls. I thought psychology was the thing to do. Okay. And I was going to do psychology, but I went there and really didn't like the campus. It was a course full of women, and I just didn't like the look of the course. And I kind of came back, I'd got my A-levels, and my parents said, look, law, engineering, or medicine, not in a horrible way, but they just knew that I wouldn't be able to make the decision. And because of my friend doing dentistry, and it seeming so exciting, I thought, oh, medicine. And I have never regretted it. Like, it is just, for me, it's just the best job ever.
So what do you really, really like about it? You said it's the best job ever. What do you find particularly rewarding about it? Tell us a bit about your typical day.
My typical day at the moment, so I'm now a GP. I'm just reaching the end of my GP training. I haven't really had a typical day. So I've been a doctor for 8 years, but so far I'm like moving around and doing loads of different things. But and don't break it into two bits. So what's a typical day and then why I like it? Why I like it is because it's the most varied job in the world. Like you can do so many things. You can travel to so many locations, like within the country, within London, within the world. You know, medicine's taken me to South Africa. It's taken me to Ecuador. It's taken me to Spain. And amazing time seeing that. It's so fun. Like you just get to be with people, other doctors, nurses, all the other staff. You know, patients are fascinating. And the medicine is really, really interesting. Intellectually it's interesting, but also just human beings. Like they tell you the most intimate things about their lives and you're so privileged. They tell you, they tell you about their affairs or their parents dying or really sad things like abuse that's happened to them in their lives. And you just think I'm in such a lucky and privileged position for people to be sharing such intimate things with me. And I always feel really grateful when that happens.
Yeah, well, you seem very open. Honestly, I think if I came to you as my doctor, I'd be very happy.
Chatty.
I think it puts people at ease, doesn't it? So you feel more relaxed, which is, I think if you're relaxed and other people are, then they seem to kind of open up to you. And I think you need to build that relationship with someone as well, definitely. But so in terms of typical day, so you mentioned you've been studying sort of for 8 years. So how does it work in terms of qualifications? How do you choose which particular medical bit you want to go into? Because there's so many.
So they do uni. So it's normally 5 years. If you go to Oxford and Cambridge, it's 6.
Okay.
Mine was 6 because you can do, I went to Bristol, and at Bristol, in fact, most unis, you can do a year called an intercalation year. So you take a year off and you can do another bit of another type of medicine. So some people do pharmacology or anatomy. I actually went, I actually left Bristol and I went to Leeds for a year and I did a history of medicine degree. So I got a BA. So it's my like art year. So I like put on loads of like arty clothes and big rings wine and like wrote essays. I was very like glamorous. So I did that. And people can do loads of different things. So yeah, 6 years of that. And then you do 2 years of your foundation.
Yeah.
I did mine in Portsmouth for a year. And then I got to go to the Channel Islands in Jersey for a year and work there, which is a really amazing experience. And then you go into training. Now, most people, you decide whether you're going to do respiratory or cardiology or GP or gynae. I think I always like GP just because I like the talking, I like the variation, I like the continuity of care and like seeing the same people over and over again. Because if you're in A&E, for example, someone turns up, you treat their problem and then they leave and you don't have to see them again. Whereas I quite like the idea that I've seen someone before, they come to me and they're unwell and I can tell they're unwell because I've spoken them to before and I know what they look like when they're well.
Yeah.
It's that kind of, so the continuity. I started my GP training, but it's meant to be 3 years, but I've done it over 5 years because I took a year out to do a diploma. I did a diploma in tropical medicine and I did some traveling because I like to travel and do some locoming. And then I took another year out because I went to South Africa for a year to work in like an underprivileged resource setting. So I did that. So yeah.
It's definitely given the opportunity to have lots of variety and lots of experience in different things as well.
So much experience. I mean, I've worked like just so much experience in terms of different parts of medicine. So I've done loads of different jobs, palliative care jobs, sexual health jobs, cardiology jobs, loads of different things. And then in the country, I mean, I've worked in the Orkney Islands, I've worked in Jersey, I've worked in Portsmouth, I've worked in Plymouth, I've worked in different parts of London, worked in York, I've worked in Lincoln, I've worked in Grimsby. Yeah. I mean, you can go, it's really fascinating. You can go anywhere.
Yeah, completely anywhere. Yeah. I mean, in terms of sort of where's next for you? So how long have you got kind of in your GP bit you're doing at the moment, or is this it? Or
actually, yeah. So it's really nice for me, actually. This is my training practice, and I finished my training in August. And they actually just a few days ago offered me a job to stay here after I finished.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'm so happy because it's a lovely, like a really lovely practice.
Oh, that's great. Nice colleagues. So are you, in terms of, so it's continual professional development and things, I suppose, because of time, unless you decide you want to have another career change sort of within medicine as well, but there's still options afterwards.
There's loads of different things you can do even within GPs. You can be a GP partner, and a GP partner is when you're kind of like a business manager as well as a GP, and you run the practice, how it works and how many GPs you employ, how many nurses you employ. Then there's a salary GP, which is what I'll be at the beginning, which is where you just go in, you do what they call them sessions, so a morning session or an afternoon session, and you just see the patient. Or you can be a portfolio GP, and that's a GP who does sort of a day a week of normal GP, but they also do a day of research, and then they do a day of teaching, or they do a palliative care job, so they work in the local hospice, or they work in the sexual health clinic, or do a bit of Botox or acupuncture or something.
Oh, wow. So lots of different options, different routes. So in terms of your sort of lifestyle commitments at that time as well.
People think GP is boring and that it's just you sitting in a room with cough and colds. I can't tell you the last time I saw a cold, and I can't tell you how non-boring it is.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. You get everything and you can do what you've just got to have the gumption to like do it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, because you seem so passionate and very excited about it when you talk about it as well. So in terms of sort of key skills, what kind of key skills do you think, you know, or I say personality traits, but you feel that people, it would kind of be amenable to being sort of a GP?
I think it's about your social skills. So I know it sounds silly and like self-depreciated to say I'm not very clever, but people say, but you're a doctor. But I know academically I'm no particular brain box. I'm pretty average for a doctor, but I'd say I'm a good GP because I'm social. I like working in teams. I like talking to people. I'm interested. Like you've actually got to be interested in other human beings, not just the medicine, like actually be interested in people's lives, or otherwise there kind of is no point. You're just gonna find this job really boring. You've got to like people.
And I suppose be willing to build up that relationship and sort of listen as well, and then work out the best way to kind of connect with them as well. Because obviously everyone's different. And different people you have to kind of approach in different ways.
Yeah, 100%.
In terms of sort of when you're at school, university, is there anything extracurricular-wise that you feel would potentially help Wellingtonians that might want to go into the medical profession at all?
I would say having just a wide range of interests. I think that is really useful to see. So, you know, the medics at university are always the slightly nauseating people who like can play an instrument and run a half marathon and quite good looking and da da da, and they're just like, no. But they like that in a doctor that we, you know, that you can do lots of, that can do lots of things. What did I have on my UCAS statement? I think I had about the fact that I was in debating society, and I think that went down quite well. But I don't know that I'd been and travelled and done different things. Like, I think they just like you to have done a varied amount of things to show you're just a wide range of person, really.
Okay, and be willing to sort of put your hand to lots of different things.
Team sports as well, so showing that you're quite social might be might look good, because if every single pursuit you're doing is individual, they might think, are you really actually that much of a social person? You might be a complete nerd and a genius, but maybe you should go into physics and not medicine.
Yeah, it's a very valid point, actually. I think actually the team sports and things, and there's so many transferable skills within that, whether it be leadership or social, working with different people, different numbers of people, Yeah, definitely.
A good team player. I was having a discussion with my colleague actually about like why I think they might want me to stay. And I said, it sounds really funny thing to say, but I'm just a really good filler team member. I'm not a leader. I'm not the thinker, but I'm good in a team and I'll do it. And I'll, you know, okay. I think that's an important skill.
Yeah. You might be a quiet leader without you even realizing slightly. So actually sometimes quite often people are subtle. You sort of slide it in, don't you? Rather than, yeah. So I suppose lastly, do you have any sort of advice or tips or anything you'd offer to current students, young OWs, if they wanted to go into the profession? Anything we've perhaps not covered really in the sort of whistle stop conversation?
So people who haven't gone into it who would want to
or thinking about it early stages now maybe.
I would say don't feel that you have to have had this burning desire to have done it ever since you were a child. You know, you've always wanted to be a doctor. Don't feel you have to have this massive need to, it sounds bad, but to help people. Like people, yeah. Like, oh, the doctors, all they want to do is help people. The majority of my colleagues, of course you want to help people, but you're also professional people who want to have an interesting job, that you want to earn good money. Yeah. Respect of doing it, and one of the really nice things is that you do get to help people and your job feels really rewarding. But I am in no way a saint who comes in to help people, and I don't think you need to feel this overwhelming desire to do that. So if you're interested in science and people and problem solving and having a very like varied and interesting career, then I would definitely consider medicine.
Okay, perfect.
You always do it as a postgrad. That is the other thing. Like you can, you know, do a course first and then go to medicine later.
Okay, so you could do your BA or Bachelor of Science, something like that, and then you could go and do postgrad afterwards. Okay, so that's definitely.
Get into, I think, because there's less places and you don't get the funding in quite the same way. I think in one way you're probably a better doctor. They do that in America, don't they? You do your pre-med and then you do
You're kind of from those. I suppose because actually as you get slightly older, you tend to know what you want to do a little bit more. I think it's very difficult when you're suddenly leaving school, like, what do I pick now? I've done my A-level, you know, or whatever, or IB. I've chosen what I was kind of good at, what I really enjoy. Okay, now what do I do? It could be a gap year or just trying lots of different things. It's definitely, I think, recommendable, but perfect. Well, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure you're definitely have given the students lots of bits to think about. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been great listening to you. You're definitely very sort of excited, passionate. So thank you.